Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Radio and Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality. And tonight I want to talk about just everyday life and how everyday life tries to make us succumb to all the little, the nuisance challenges and all the little stuff that we do and trying to fit into society and trying to fit in with our friends and doing what people want us to do. And the more I realized, the more I tried to fit in and do what other people wanted me to do, actually was my limiting beliefs and the distrust in my own abilities. As I opened my eyes to all this, I become more free in my inner spree and understand that my subconscious mind has a movie going on. And when you try to please people, it's trying to fit in, and that's what it thinks what you really want. And it's really about a new desire in myself to realize that I was the one complicating my life with these thoughts and things like that. Because as I opened up to this, I realized I was really running through the hoops to look good for other people rather than understand it's me that is to expand and have to understand to be different. And to be defiantly different allows my subconscious mind in that movie become a movie of my desires. And something else I really expanded into, most of the country and most of the world live the same limiting beliefs. Different versions, but basically the same. Opens my eyes to this understanding now that to go where you want to go, people are going to feel uncomfortable with you. And they're actually going to start looking at you in a different way because they're afraid of who you are. And that's something that I really opened up to understand, too, is people become fearful of people that aren't afraid. And that's, you know, if you look back at all the dictators, the people they executed for being political, all they were was afraid of them. For who they were and where they was going and what they was going to do. As I open up to this and I understand this, it allows me to expand into understanding. It's my innovative interests, but something else I really opened up to grasp is inspirational sensations rather than thinking and all that. How does it feel to have an inspirational sensation and really expand and live a life of that you desire or I desire? But I'm really starting to see the world is a challenging place because I succumb to the daily grind of it. And today was one of them days where everything fought and fought really hard. But it really was an eye-opening day because I really focused on keeping my patience and understanding that because whatever could go a little bit to the south went way south today. But that was okay with me now because I get to do my radio show, talk to the world, and really understand the limiting beliefs that I live. And everything else that I really, really was afraid of before really has gone away because as soon as I get angry or frustrated, that's my limiting beliefs talking to me. And they're asking me to be, they want to be expanded into being my friend to expand everything in life. Because everything I encompassed served a purpose at one time, but now it wants to serve a higher purpose. And that's something really neat to realizing that you know, to be a higher to do that would really open us up and expand us in that, to realize that everything that happened at the time kept us right where we're at. And really opened us up to realize how fun life can be. And just realizing that a limiting belief, anger, is really wanting us to expand because it's showing us our limitations. But we use it as, oh, don't make me mad. And don't make me mad because you ain't going to like it. Well, that isn't true. People that get mad don't like themselves, and that's a bigger thing. But the more I saw myself expand out of that life is mean, cruel, and hard, I expanded into life is easy and fun, because I now see life as a visionary vitality to really walk through life, because I let go of trying to fit in, because I'm never going to fit in with everybody else, because that isn't my nature. My nature is to be nurturing, natural, and nirvanic at the same time. That's my new word, nirvanic. That's an iconic intrepidness expanding the world. And nirvanic is an iconic idolization of who I am and what my talent. And that's where life is really about. So how are you afraid to idolize your talents and expand into everything you ever chose to be? Because as life happens, I become more energized in it. And I really quit looking around at things that should be going on, and really began realizing that life becomes fun when I let go of thinking limiting beliefs is something I have to stay in. And also, life is a sovereign innocence. And because life itself is innocent, I'm the one that makes it guilty, blameful, and shameful. And that's something I really embellish now and embrace, because whatever is happening that I dislike in life, that is me, and I'm refusing to clean it and love it and understand it. And I don't mean love it. I mean love it. I mean, make it a vibrant, red-hot, expanding thing to really experience whatever life chooses to be. So how can you open up when you don't really understand whatever it can and how it can be? As I walk through life now, I'm becoming more entertained about life, because life is a game of fame to walk in first class, astute magnificence every day. And people really, how are you afraid of yourself? And how are you afraid to be different? How do you try to fit in to be within the crowd rather than just do what you can do and see how it goes? As I see this now, I become more fun in my own self, and I really become engaged in this expanding sensations that I choose to experience. Life isn't about fitting in. Life is about innovation, inspiration to generate your life and really open up to it and understand that life is what's going to happen when you're too busy looking around at what other people are doing. So what would enhance your wisdom and your boldness to live a better way and understand that life is what's going to happen no matter what? And so how do you stop yourself from falling into the traps that we set for ourselves? And that's the question I've asked myself this week, is what is the traps I try to fall into, because I know them and they're easy to maneuver. And what makes me think that perhaps by trapping myself, I have an excuse. And that really, really, really is a mind-opening thing there. How do we set our own traps? And how do we bait ourselves to step in them? Because that's what happens. Nobody can bait your traps. You accept the trap and you fall into it because you have a reason to fail. And when you can wail and fail, you can say, oh, pity me, and you go looking for a sympathy story. That is something that I really pay attention now. When do I set myself up to wail and fail? Because it isn't the fail I'm afraid of. It's the success. Whenever you do something the same over and over again, it isn't the fear of the mundane. It's the fear and the being scared of the wealth and the success. You understand you are capable of experiencing and really relishing in your daily life. And really, it's about opening a forthrightness to see a far-sighted greatness within yourself. Today was one of them days where you'd like to pull the covers over your head, just call it good. But, you know, I come out of it feeling very, very good about myself because I didn't get angry and frustrated with everything that went on. I got very, very, very open to what was going on, but I never got to where it really bothered me. Because to be bothered would have been to succumb to it and be bought into it. And that is something I really, really didn't want to do because I really wanted to play the way I chose, the way it all is. But, you know, when you start looking at life, life has a way of playing a game on you. The mystical sources and the magical sources really have a unique way for you to do things and do and look at life different. So what are you ingrained in and you think is an absolute and you have to live it? But when it all comes down to it, you don't have to. You choose to. And that is something I've realized I've done, is choosing to do things and really choosing to stay where I'm at, do things like I'm at, and just really let life control me rather than me facilitate life. How do you let your life control you rather than facilitate you? Did you be the facilitator to open up your innovator? I know I'm guilty because to step out into the unknown takes a little bit of courage. Not a little bit of courage. A lot of courage, a lot of tenacity, but a lot of listening. And that's where the world really becomes a challenging place for everybody, is in the listening. Because we would rather be the talker with the squawker rather than being the listener to expand. So where are you afraid to expand in your life? And when you do this, where do you really become tight on the in the inner self and really become locked up? And that's what my books, my CDs, and my writings do, is they free that inner spree. And you know, I've caught myself doing this more and more. It's becoming more inspirational. So I'm more willing now to see the traps I set for myself. And that's like going getting coffee or doing something you wasn't going to do or just taking a trip and just not paying attention to what's going on, going to eat out or going to do something. Where do you set these traps? And how are you afraid to see your life as sovereign innocence? And how do you blame your life for everything that's going on in it? I know I have. it's easier to blame somebody than to accept 100% responsibility for everything in your life. And that's what I've done. And see, now I can mind my own business because it really becomes a listening extravaganza for me, because to listen, I really open my eyes and listen to what's being said, and I watch the actions and the outcomes way more than I ever have before. And that allows me to be forewarned or far-sighted on what the person or the situation is, because their words are nice, but their actions will tell me everything. And when you see somebody running around with their doing a lot, but no outcomes, you can start seeing where things have happened and where things really become bogged down. So how do you run around looking busy to the ego and then become bogged down in something else? And I know I've done that, and I keep doing that, but I'm more aware of it, so now it's leaving my life. And I'm willing to admit I do it. That's the biggest thing about everything, is admitting you're doing it. And when you can admit it, you can get rid of it, or you can endear it to be a soothsayer, seer to endear to your dreams and desires. So what is it you choose to do? But what do you choose to inspire in your inner fire to live your sire desires? See, it's the red hotness of the situation. How hot's the breath of life into something you deserve? When you unleash the heat of the breath, you unleash the bold, revolutionary, expanding astuteness, tantalizing harmony every day. Because it's when you can get into the heyday of who you are in the internal, you can live your life and have fun doing it. But as we go through this, we become fearful and scared because the limiting beliefs and the way we grew up, and Ray was ridiculed in high school. So let me give you the rule of ridicule. The rule of ridicule is when somebody ridicules, that's the first rule, I'm successful, and they're jealous of who I am. Because it's none of anybody's business how you feel, how you do it, or what anything is. And that is something I'm really into, and that's why I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free is a book of mine. But it really engages my inner savvy and lets me be a wise man in every way to realize life happens when I engage in it. Life passes me by when I'm sitting on the couch being apathetic about everything. And that is where life becomes distasteful and distressful in my good. And as I open my eyes, to my savvy spry, I become more awake in my inner self. But I become more astute in seeing what people can do and how they do it. And when you start watching the people you idolize, when you see what happens, you may not idolize them so much, and you may start really seeing that you're the one idolizing yourself. And as I do this, I become more alive in a striving situation within myself, because I'm an inspired person in my life. And that's what Throw in the Glow, my book, Throw in the Glow, the CD, Suddenly a Whip, Letting Go. Everything I have on my webpage and on my author's page really expands who I am. And my author's page is www.amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. Because to expand out of the situations in the world, we have to really expand who we are within ourselves. And everything we know is a limitation. That's a limiting belief. But when you can turn it into an understand, it's in internally within my skin. I understand I can't expand. And, you know, it's simplifying the outcome with a simple verbiage that allows you to play in a bolder new way. You know, life is what happens when we're so busy trying to keep up with the Joneses that we get passed by. And am I guilty of that one? Oh, yes, I am. You know, just admitting everything that goes on allows me to be free in my inner spirit. So today I choose to expand in wisdom, wealth, health, and desire to expand the world. Because when you can expand the world, you can really open up. But when you expand, you got to be willing to understand not everybody's going to go along. And when you choose to expand, the conscious mind has no idea that that movie in the subconscious mind is playing. The conscious mind is so far behind the subconscious mind, they're probably light years behind each other. That's an exaggeration, but that's what I'm saying. And the more you live in the conscious mind, the less the subconscious mind has to do, because it's going to keep you safe and doing the same thing in every way. And that is what is going on in life, and that's how life is played. But, you know, as life is being played, there's a game for us all to win, and that's life, and to see other people succeed. There's nothing wrong with seeing people succeed. That's the greatest thing there is. And, you know, the selfishness of the world is really blatant to me. You know, watching other people use other people's stuff and then you do things, I always watch. I do a lot of sharing of other people's stuff by watching to see if it comes back. And most of the time, I'm going to be honest, it doesn't. And that's okay with me. Because I'm going to be the we, and they can be the we. And that's all right. Because, you know, saying what to do and then not doing it, that's a whole new world to me. So that's what myself is. I'm willing to share my wisdom with the world to expand the world. And it's really a unique way of looking at life, because when you're afraid of life, life is going to give you a runaround of everything you can imagine. But life is fun when you start having fun and engaging and being 100% responsible for your life. As I open this up now, I can live and experience life in a grand old way, because life loves me and I love life. And as we do this, life becomes an engaging, becomes very engaging and very open to life. And as I walk through the walk of life in the game of fame, I'm really starting to realize that it's all up to me to live and experience everything you can imagine. But what is it that I'm really afraid of is nothing, because now I'm willing to engage in life in a luminary light way. But where in life are you afraid to engage in who you are, trust your abilities, to listen to the, in the moment? And that's something that I really like. And I allow myself to see it now and experience it. But when I see life sillyly going by because I was refused to see my own limitations, life becomes a real disingenuous thing to me because I'm de-ingenuous. And see, here's one thing I've learned. When you lie to the world, you're only lying to yourself. And the one you really have to put up with is the shame you feel inside yourself. And that's something I really, really choose never to do. is be a liar to myself, because life happens to be fun for me because I choose to engage in life in a new way. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com, Freedom of Speech Publishing at freedomofspeechpublishing.com. Publishes my books, and we're going to expand the world, and it's expanding one person at a time to open up their eyes. And it's not about being right. It's about being willing to listen to expand. Because those that think they're right usually live in the blight of night. And usually the more right they are, they're the after-the-fact squawkers. And what they did is they waited for something to happen. And they're never wrong on the secondhand thing. And then when they do it, they change the story to it. And that is something that's really, really opening my eyes to myself. I really want to see the world as a rainbow, in a rainbow glow, and that's galvanized, lively, omnipotent wisdom, living every day in the fun and the sun of who I am. Because that is who I'm going to go through the world with. And I really choose to have other people. And my website, again, is cowboy-wisdom.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. My author's page is www.amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And you can see Flow in the Glow, My Visionary I Am. It's really about opening up and realizing that life is an adventure. And I love the adventure. It's an adventure to indenture who I am and have fun and live for a long, long time in the simplicity of spiritual grace. And the more I'm in spirit, the more or less I'm confused about life, because confusion is just part of the expansion. And that's what I understand. When you're willing to be confused, you're infusing newborn wisdom. But you're also showing yourself you have the courage to expand through life. And that really opens you up to play. And next week, we're going to have some new guests, and we're going to see how we can engage people in going to business seminars and things like that and really open up to live a game of fun. Without being engaged in yesterday. Because yesterday is gone. But today we play in the moment of monetary omnipotence, mesmerizing everyday newborn talent to show up. And when you're willing to show your talent, the world is willing to give you the extravagance you deserve. How does that feel to dance in extravagance and to sashay on your own Broadway play because you chose to write it, direct it, and be the person acting in it all at the same time? Ain't that a divine deal? So today, I'm going to close out the show, and next week we're going to have some business people on, and we're going to have fun, and we're going to do this. But really, this week, ask yourself, what do you feel? Whatever you're lacking in desires is your limiting beliefs holding you back. And everybody, we encompass about the same limiting beliefs. We just play it out in a different way. And everybody have a good weekend and a good night, and I'll see you Monday or Tuesday. And good night.